Don't be clouded by the murkiness here. The fog of lies you've been fed. That the framework is what needs correction. That it's the foundation that was the error. No, no, no. To move forward, we must revisit the past. For us to gain a sense of the pillars, we must appreciate the source. Reflect on that true spark. So we can fathom the unalienable rights based on what becomes at stake here and now. A resistance that made this thing worthy. Because what it means to uphold nature's laws is a desire deeply rooted in moral artistry and the traditions that sustain both society and country. For we must know the truths. Life, liberty, the all-encompassing pursuit. Because it's either unworthy pressure and the imposition of that, or the freedom of the path to choose your own way. And when the dark days are upon us for 1776, when the powerful words echoed through the chambers of Independence Hall, it was the spawn of a new era, a group of erudites who saw the good, who saw the choice. When the laws of the land aren't aligned with the laws of nature, we have a duty to modify. For what nature's God entitles is what's necessary for the sustenance of the good. And it stems from the framework. To control the bearings of an overlord, for one thing will ring true. People in power tend to fear losing their power. And when such abuses take place upon a people who do follow nature's laws, and a laundry list of wrongs are committed in the face of such, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security so we can have the land of the free and the home of the brave. A triumphant victory because of an organized legion aimed at the interests of the people and the laws that will complete such. Because we stand by an overarching belief that choice overcomes raw force. And this is the land of the free because of the brave.